Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are a blessing and always very needful. Thank you for all the edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You're a true man of God who does speak the truth with the love and joy in your heart. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory. Great things he has done.
Let it be so, Lord. We would glorify you, what we ought to do. I'm not going to move away from that. Thank you, Lord. We should give you the glory always. Help me, oh God, to be faithful, true, deliberate, honest, true, to well represent you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, I sit over there. The reason I sit there, that's where Brother Steer appointed me. Now, I believe everybody's been appointed a seat, but like I said before, I've noticed that there's much moving around. I've stayed in my place. Others will justify why they didn't. Anyway, it's been maybe suggested that it looks appears evil because I sit over there and they're all sisters. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's learn something. Don't. Not only that. Now, I didn't orchestrate that. The only thing I did was stay in the place where I put. I did tell Diane to sit there. Of course, Yoko is there because that's where she was. So I had sisters come here so they could be with Dorothy. Dorothy don't grace us too much with her presence. I know she has ailments. When Melanie was here, she showed up every now and then. I don't know that she's sat there since Melanie's been gone. I'm just pointing out things. Now, someone will say, blank. No, I'm just stating facts. Everybody understand? Now, the conclusions you're coming to are your own. The same way with if someone come in there and see me sitting at a table with all the sisters, the conclusion they come to is their own. Now, I can't conform myself to everybody's conclusion. I'd be a fool. See what I'm saying? There's no end to that. Now, if I have enemies, again, that's on their part. Everybody understand? Now, I've been told that I have enemies, but that my Lord has enemies. The whole world is the enemy of God. And if you're a friend of the world, you're God's enemy. But I'm not concerned about enemies. If they're my enemies, that's their own doing. And according to the commandment of God, I love them. Thank you, Lord. So I guess I've helped me, Jesus. Yeah, Kevin used to sit here. Of course, at one time, Christopher sat there. But Kevin used to sit. Now, I didn't move Kevin. Sometime when I preach, brothers get over there. I don't know why. Now, see, I'm just saying things. Now, you come to your own conclusion. That's not me. All right? I did put David here to give Marilyn some rest because he talks all the time. Truth. Amen. See, I like that. I like that. He don't say, no, Pastor Ray. He say truth. That's what I like about David. And she needs a little break from David. She loves him, but my God. But Marilyn, I put her there, and I said, well, these sisters will be there and encourage her, but there's two sisters that don't show up there too much. Anne is faithful to show up there, but the other two, they're hit and miss. Maybe they don't consider this part of the fellowship, you know. Now, the other observation was, it appears like you and Rose are still married. And that's their conclusion. We're not. I told you that before God and everybody. Now, either you believe lies or you believe what I say. Our marriage is dissolved by Almighty God. Okay? All right. And I'm not bitter. I'm happy. I don't think she's bitter. For the glory of God, not for any fault of hers, not for any. I said that before and I say it again. For the glory of God. The Lord will have to help me say what I need to say. I want to do this. No, it's not that I don't understand that it could appear evil, but there's no end to that. No matter what you do, somebody's going to consider yourself. That's why I say we shouldn't have these wicked imaginations about our neighbors. Huh? Now, what are we going to do, change our neighbor or change our imagination? Well, that's what we should do about me sitting over there then. That's what I hold to. Now, I'm being honest because, you know, someone looked me straight in the eye and told me that was a concern. What can I say? I said what I'm saying now. I'm not doing it for evil. And I'm not going to jump through hoops just to make it not appear evil. Right. If I can do something in honesty, you know, unto God to help somebody not think it's evil, then I will. But if I do it like that, then what would I do? I'd say. And someone would say, that's evil too. You see what I mean? And I hold to that. Of course, the other problem is because I hug sisters. And I do. I make no, huh? Maybe I shouldn't. I hug brothers too. The ones that want to. But the ones that don't, I'm not offended. Sisters that don't want, I'm not offended. I believe that is something that I believe it's helpful to the sisters. I believe it like that. If I don't hug them to get fresh, well, that's what evil parents is. No, they're hugging you to get fresh. Too bad. I'm not going to move on that. You flatter me, I'm not going to move on that either. So if they hug me to get fresh, it's on them. They're barking up the wrong tree. That's where I stand. But just for me to do things, so there's no end to that stuff. And again, I say, I think it's needful that I hug the sisters. Well, we can't let everybody hug them because they won't do it right. What about you, Pastor? Has God given me grace? Now, I'm just going to ask honestly. Sister, how would you take it if I wouldn't hug you? Say it loud.
I would be terribly grieved because I...
That's good enough for me. I don't care what anybody say about hugging. That's good enough for me. You understand? Now, if you don't feel that way, that's fine. Then I won't hug you. But she needs it. And I have compassion to give it to her. Now, you can say, well, you're... Whatever. Even Charlene is, well, sometimes she says, I need a hug. What am I supposed to say? Oh, Charlene, that might appear evil. We can't do that. I don't believe it like that. So that's where I stand. No matter how much you've got a conviction about I shouldn't hug sisters, I'm telling you why I do it. If you don't like it, what can I say? I don't want to hear. Now, if there is some sister, I don't require it. I've said it before. And sisters will tell you, I don't do like they do. You know, when they get upset, they don't want to hug. I'm not like that. Hallelujah. Yeah. I endeavor to be the same. But if you don't hug, I'm not offended. You better believe me, that does not offend me. So as I was meditating today, by the grace of God, you all don't have to convince me how wretched I am. That's not an exercise in spirituality. Let me tell you a spiritual exercise. Where's Brother Edward? How do we exercise ourselves spiritually? Maybe try to discern how wretched we are. That's a good spiritual exercise. You don't have to do anything to discern how wretched other folk are. So what we do is we try to do that, and then we think we're spiritual. Absolutely not. You know how wretched you are. That's spiritual. And then it'll show up how you judge your brother. Because as you judge your brother, you judge yourself. Yeah, there's no way around. That's the truth. You'll say, well, I'll try to judge my brother. Not. It's not possible. Every judgment you make, it's on you. So if you come in and see me sitting with sisters and it appears evil, that judgment's on you. When I come in and see me sitting there, I don't think it evil. If I did, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't hug the sisters if I thought that was evil. I wouldn't do it. I don't think it evil. You can do everything according to the letter, according to protocol, and it be so wicked and so evil. Now, why don't we address that? No time for that. We got to look on things that are being done with somebody trying to be compassionate and try to help neighbor and call that evil. Well, so be. Again, now, if I have enemies, it's on them. I'm a peacemaker. If you want to be my enemy, fine. I have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hallelujah. I think we are here in the testimony that we are all sons of God. Then how can you be my enemy? Huh? If you're my enemy, you're in deep trouble. Yes, that's how I take it. You can be, yes, yes, yes. Now, I was told that I had someone here as an enemy. Well, they're in deep trouble. I'm a friend of God. That's how I maintain it. See what I'm saying? So that's why enemies don't bother me. If they're my enemy, then they're my God's enemy. And they are well taken care of.
No weapon breaks.
I'm speaking plainly. Thank you, Lord. Baptized with fire. Tried as by fire. Pressed out of measure. Sufferings abound. The sentence of death in ourselves, pressed out of measure, above strength, despaired even of life, trouble on every side. What I'm reading is some phrases that I've taken out of the scriptures concerning Paul's Christian life. Sounds quite intense. Rightfully so, because it's a spiritual battle. Nonchalance does not agree that we're in a great fight. That's why I hate it. So the other problem we have is folk think it a problem because some of the saints get excited. and they get excited out of measure. Well, here's where I stand. We can be wrong in getting excited, and we can be wrong in not getting excited. So I address the not getting excited because it's more preferable. Is that okay? That's where I stand. It's not that maybe they do go too far sometimes, but there's others that go too far the other way. So that's where I put my emphasis. And I also say that if you can't hear what I say, it has nothing to do with these ears. I always say what I'm saying, and I say it over and over again. Jesus Christ is Lord. We're God's people. We have to forsake everything to follow. That's what I say. And sometimes I don't hear all of Brother Stair's word. Even to this day, I sit on that front seat, and the broadcast is on Sabbath morning, and there's some things I can't say, can't catch. His speech wasn't, you know, come on, but still I hear what he said. So if your answer is, because people praise God, you can't hear what I say, I say bull excrement. Shizen. Okay? Now, I am provoked. I understand I am. Because these things are distractions. I mean, yes. Now, like Brother Kurt's father used to tell him, if he liked the way the skin indoors or the whatever, what were the name, Brother Kurt? Who? Showers. He liked the way they do things, and his dad would say, go live with them. And I said, if you don't like the way we do things here, then don't come. And many take us up on it, you see. That's righteous. Absolutely. That's righteous. Now, I can receive instruction from anybody. The truth is the truth, and I love. So I'm telling the truth about me sitting with the sisters. Now, that it appear evil, that's just not the truth. It can appear evil. What I'm doing now might appear evil. That's why people get offended. You wouldn't get offended if it didn't appear evil. So what can I say? That mean I wouldn't preach. Or maybe I wouldn't preach according to the oracles of God. I would just preach just to pass time, just to be a figurehead, just to say that I did. Then I'd be a hypocrite. On my way to hell. Please understand, we're all on a journey. Either we're going to the kingdom or we're going to hell. Now, if we're going to the kingdom, we should rejoice. I'm not going to back up. If we're going to hell, we can do what we want to do. But most folk going to hell, they rejoice. So the problem I have is God's people saying they're going to the kingdom and they won't rejoice. Not in the Lord. They do rejoice, but not in the Lord. That's why I give Edie liberty. Absolutely. I'd let her turn over the tables because all of this damn nonchalance in here. Look around and see. Look around. And they nothing, no problem. So what am I supposed to do? Oh, Edie, be quiet. Right or wrong, this is where I stand. All right? This nonchalance grieves me. And I believe if it grieves me, it grieves God. Yes. Amen. So if I get somebody that's going to act like they know God, then what am I supposed to do? Sit down, let me look at these folk that's grieving me? Huh? Is that? I'm not going to do that. Now, you might not be grieved because you're nonchalant. Nothing grieves you except when somebody step on your toes. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And now the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Come on. Now, we are the trees. We are the trees. The planting of the Lord. Trees of righteousness. Glory. Now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. All right, so he's getting rid of the chaff. This is part of God's work. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest to me. Jesus answered him, answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Glory, glory. Jesus had no sin to confess, so John didn't expect it. But he did want to be baptized to fulfill the righteousness. And he is righteous. All that he does is to fulfill righteousness. In you, he fulfills righteousness. Without him, there's no righteousness in you. There's much chaff and dross and tin. That's what the Lord is getting rid of. Hallelujah. So if we would say no hugging, it wouldn't fix it. No. You might be happy and you could glory in our flesh, but come on, God wouldn't be happy and we couldn't glory in him. I'm not defending hugging. I'm standing in defense of the gospel. All right. Now, Brother Sarah said it plainly. A woman came in, and there was Jesus, and she started messing around with his feet. Sort of uncomely, you know. You read it, and you ask Sharon if she wants some woman to do it to Charles. See? Just go ahead. Huh? Oh, I preach good. But Jesus did it. Righteously. No sin. No malice for the glory of God. Yeah, he was alone with the woman. After he sent him off, he said, hey, y'all go in the city. Now, to avoid the appearance of evil, he could have said, now, Peter and John, y'all stay here. Am I preaching good?
Hallelujah,
brother. All right.
Thank you.
Of course, it ain't one. I mean, if you're just stiff-necked and hard-hearted, it won't change nothing. Because you go, if you have something wrong in your heart, you won't, huh? Kurt won't be able to do anything right. Now, please hear what I'm saying. There's letter in their spirit. And there's no righteousness, no life in the letter. You can make people happy and not offend them, but no righteousness in it. So, see, come on. Oh, God. Didn't Jesus know better than to let that woman do that?
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? Psalmist said, man, he ain't no prophet because he don't know better. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good, brother. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Run on, Gino. It's actually written like that. It's actually written like that.
Thank you, Lord.
This man, he's not a prophet, else he would know that this woman is a sinner. He did know. So I know that the folk that I sit with, they're sinners too. Huh? Along with me. But the Lord we serve has made us holy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Like I said, now, if you're my enemy, no problem. I've got somebody to take care of you. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, I've noticed how usually all of us get excited and, you know, get pressed out of measure. You've not done that, Charlene? You're a fiery little thing. You're not the only one. Got a house full of them.
Oh, praise God.
Absolutely. So here's my logic. If you can get fired up about that, I can get fired up about Jesus. I ain't going back down. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for eating. Now, the only thing is that, you know, we should just follow the example. We don't all have to scream and holler, but we should get lively. We shouldn't be asleep. Far off look. Ain't that right, brother? Amen. I've said over and over again, this is not what I'm trying to bring forth. I'm trying to bring forth giving glory to God. That's how she do it. Let her do it. We'll never do it being nonchalant. No matter how hard you try, he's a great God and greatly to be praised. If your eyes light up over your grandchildren, they ought to light up over God. More so. Hundredfold more. Now don't lie to me. Oh, my grandchildren, you're a liar. And your children, absolutely. And God delights in his children. His children delight in him. I'm not going back up. I'm not going back up. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know everything. And my prayer is God don't ever let me get in that mode. Yeah, that's proud and haughty. Yeah, I need God to lead me. I need for him to instruct me and to guide me. Absolutely. I'm not in rebellion. Whatever God says about the sister sitting there, I'll do it. Whatever God says for me to do concerning needy, I'll do it. That's my, all the time. So whatever your little conviction is, that's fine. It's your conviction. Understand, my purpose, my intent, is to do right by God and to obey him. And I believe I have as much grace as you do. Am I making myself clear? It's not that I don't hear what you're saying about hugging the sister or this and that, but understand that I'm still here endeavoring to do God's will. And whenever God convinced me it's not his will, then I won't do it. That's why I'm not married to Rose. Now, isn't that simple enough?
Yes.
Now, understand, if you're my enemy, that doesn't bother me at all.
Nope.
Amen.
Amen.
It's kind of foolish for you to be listening to me, though. But, of course, they did it to Jesus. You know many listened to him? You know why? Catch him in his words. So that they could accuse him. which they did falsely, and they hung him on the cross. They buried him, but God raised him. I'm not preaching like I know everything, Kim. I'm preaching what God gives me to preach. I won't take that back. If he told me to preach, women sit over here, men, I'd do that. God ain't told me that. Of course, that would take care of the appearance of evil, right? I've been living too long. How about you, brother? Amen. That's as long as y'all understand that. These little physical things we do won't take away the appearance of evil. Our God is a spirit, and we're a spirit being. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Yeah, Jesus sent them fellows away. His purpose was to be alone with the woman. Y'all don't understand that? In fact, when they accused the woman of adultery, he ended up alone with that woman.
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, bad Jesus, huh? Oh, he shouldn't have done that. He should. Hey, wait a minute. Why don't y'all stay here? How about that? He told them all to stay. He told them all to stay. But they went away. They left. Hallelujah. You know, if they had stayed, he could have, you know, saved them. Absolutely. All they had to do, they agreed that they were not without sin. That's why they left. Well, the woman agreed too, but she stayed. How about that? So he took her sins away. Would y'all come to Jesus? Come to Jesus. He'll take your sins away.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I know how slimy and wretched men can be. Y'all know how I know? Absolutely. I still got to serve God, though. Huh? Praise the Lord. Women don't have to do anything for men to get excited. If they can see an eye, they can. That's all they. Come on. Come on, saint. Y'all don't believe me then. Ask Kurt. Ask Kurt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you would understand, I'm not trying to excite anybody in the flesh. No, I'm trying to excite us in Jesus. Listen to my speech. I never tell anybody, y'all get excited in the flesh. That won't please God. We should get excited in the spirit. Hallelujah. And since we're in this body, we'll glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Charlene. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I've had it done like that, you know. I go into a place and a person's there and they leave out. Yeah, so to avoid the appearance of evil, I got no problem. Hallelujah. If that's what it takes, then I've got no problem with that. Hallelujah. Don't expect me to do the same. To stay out of trouble, at least. Not to avoid the appearance of evil. Okay, going on in Jesus' name. Jesus, our example, baptized by water, baptized by fire. So y'all, anybody that, this says that we go through tribulation. Anybody say, well, you know, God wouldn't do that. That's crazy. If he delivered his own son, then those that are in him, they're delivered too. Come on, that's why he said, hey, Y'all present your bodies.
That's right.
A living sacrifice.
Right.
Holy, acceptable. It is a heresy.
Amen.
To think that God don't intend to try us as by fire. It's written in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
That's right.
Fire, what it does is heat you up so that the dross comes so he can take it off. And if it's chaff, the fire just burns it up. See? That's the baptism we're in. So don't think it's strange. This is needful. Hallelujah. And I'm not speaking bad about anybody. No, I'm just speaking the truth. Absolutely. I have grace to do it. It's not wrong to voice your idea about appearance of evil. But everything that you think is appears to be evil is not. And there is no way that anybody can take away, can do something so that someone won't think it evil. That can't be done. No, it can't. Why do you think we have them scriptures in the Bible? Huh? That we shouldn't think evil thought against our neighbor. Huh? Right. So there's nothing we can really do. It's something we all have to do so that we don't think everything evil. Huh? But knowing that whatever is not of faith, it's evil. And all unrighteousness is sin. All of it. You're talking too much. It's not only appearance of evil, it is evil. Understand that? No matter how much you know, you shouldn't be talking all the time. No. 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 There is a time to talk, though. Then you should talk. I mean, when it's time to testify, we ought to testify. Thank you, Lord. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. This is not a physical fire. It's a spiritual fire. But it does what the fire we see, it consumes. Absolutely. That's why Moses was intrigued when he saw the bush burning, not consumed. The gold ain't consumed. Whatever is God is not consumed. By fire, by evil, by wickedness, by unbelief, by nothing. It stands. Throughout the ages. And since we must stand throughout the ages, all this other stuff God have to get rid of. And by his divine wisdom and grace, he'll have to bring us into agreement with him. He'll do that by his love. He will do it. Our confidence is in the Lord. He's begun the good work. He'll finish it. Me hugging the sisters won't stop it. Again, if he tell me to move, or it, I'll do it. Really? But come on, if I go on everybody's whim, I'd move every day. Maybe I wouldn't even show up there and say, "Don't come in here, Pastor Wright. Y'all mess up my serenity." Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, we like to go in there and be quiet and you always noisy. Not always. I'm very quiet. Yes, I am. Until the Holy Ghost get a hold of me. Hallelujah. Then I'm on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. When my soul gets on fire, it's the Holy Ghost in my heart. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Well, we know these things, but we must be reminded that we are in the spiritual warfare and we're being baptized by fire. Absolutely. It's going to try every work of what sort it is. It'll try this work of me sitting over there. It'll try this work of me preaching. Every work. Don't be concerned. He's going to try every work of what sort it is. This is the power of God. Well, help me, Jesus. Now, again, if I've got enemies, it's on you.
Amen.
I tell you, I present myself,
Amen.
Be a friend to everybody.
Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God.
Huh?
Amen. Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be my enemy, but I'm not yours. Huh? I'm a friend of God.
Yes.
You're his enemy.
Glory!
Glory! That takes me out of it.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
help me, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. And since we're in this spiritual battle and we're being tried as by fire, that's why we see the things that we see. We just need to put that in the equation. All right? Hallelujah. That God is saving the people. He will do it. That's my confidence. That's what gets me going in the morning. Hallelujah. I don't get up like I used to get up. I used to bounce out of bed.
Yeah.
Huh? Especially when I was a little man.
Yeah.
The day we were going to Beach Bend Park. I still remember that day, brother. Why? Well, man, there was just joy everywhere. You know, usually we go to school, we got to do the reading, writing, arithmetic. This day, we were going to Beach Bend Park. And all the children were lit up. There was excitement everywhere. Can't we do it for Jesus? That's, I always do it like this. And I was excited, and I saw excitement everywhere. Hallelujah. If any man's work shall be burned, and many of our works are burned, and many of our prayers are not heard, amen. Right. But if we pray according to his will, well, he will hear us. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? Thank you, brother. Now, see, I say that and some look so damn far away. I'm supposed to not be grieved about that. The Spirit of the living God dwelling in you, quickening your mortal body. And then you act like you're dead. And the Holy Ghost does not make us. It lead us.
Amen.
If you want the Holy Ghost to make you speak in tongues, you'll die and never do it.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is not going to make you speak in tongues.
Glory.
Huh? The Holy Ghost is going to say, speak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ain't gonna make you get excited. No. Holy Ghost don't make me get excited. Oh no. Hallelujah. He helps me. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In all my preaching, I'm saying let's glorify God. I can say that and still say whatever I need to say. If you, when God presents himself, that's what he says. He tells how great he is. He tells how there's no other God but him. He tells you how he does everything, makes everything. Huh? So that's what I do. In fact, that's how we begin to pray. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, when the old Hezekiah prayed, he said, thou that dwell between the cherubim. Didn't he give glory to God? Well, that's how I do it. If I'm going to preach, I'll do it the same way. So I don't have no message where we shouldn't get excited. I don't care how hard it is. Huh? Praise the Lord. I guess I could say, well, my text today is, you know. But that's not what God does with me. I would have to go against the grain to do that. And I don't want to do it. I want to do what God wants me to do. If you all think that I'm doing this out of my own will, then that's your own doing. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah, filled with the Holy Ghost. But we don't know all the truth. We are sons of God. It does not appear. But we are, right now, sons of God. As long as we keep that faith, when we depart from that faith, God's loose from his covenant. So if you take it to mean that, oh, I'm saved so I can do anything, then you're not saved. If that makes sense, those that are saved maintain the faith to the end. Well, he that shall endure to the end, receiving the end of our faith, even our salvation. Now, probably some have been misused, abused, and whatever. That's what men do to each other. What about you, Pastor? Well, not really. Not really. My childhood wasn't rough. I was kept out on the farm. A blessing. Really? Meditation came about body language. And there's much of it. And psychologists and things like that, they'll tell you all about it. But, you know, I didn't learn a lot of that stuff till I started going to school. You know, some of these gestures men make, I had no idea. I started getting educated when I started going to school. Yeah, absolutely. My parents didn't teach me that stuff. They'd hold up one finger and I said, what are they doing? I learned, though. They wouldn't say, I love you. Y'all believe people gave me the finger? They still do, right? I'm not offended. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, let me look at it for a minute. Hugging, kissing, frowning, smiling, arms folded, hands on hips, uplifted hand. Wait, is this body language? Body language? Hallelujah! Huh? Does it say praise him in the dance? Oh, I see, I see. And I should tell Edie not to do it? Really? Really? On the high sounding cymbal? Praise the Lord. Of course, body language is like any other language. It's got to be interpreted. And we don't always get it right. You understand? In fact, some gestures in other countries mean different things. Huh? Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So So sometimes you might shake your head the wrong way. And you might say yes when you ought to say no. But no is no everywhere. So make sure to the evil you say no. Thank you, Lord. So all this body language can be interpreted different ways. But we aren't going to stop body language because we're in the body. And some are going to look at body language and say, oh, that's the appearance of evil. And don't tell me I'm wrong. You came too late to tell me. So what are we going to do? No body language. That's not possible. That's not possible. Huh? That's not possible. Not possible. Just like the heavens, they can't stop declaring the glory of God. Not possible. But we too should declare the glory. Yes. Praise the Lord, brother. I'm going to be done shortly. I was doing fine. I like the preaching on the broadcast. Yeah, I'm not preaching because that's not good preaching. No. Hallelujah. It is good preaching. I like to hear it. It edifies me. Encourages me. Yeah. Every time I hear. I hear Simon preaching, Pastor Timothy, Brother David, Rick. I get they. No matter how many times I hear. So when I think of the Lord, I'm going to give him glory. No matter, every day, all the time. I'm not going, it's not enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. See, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's not of his. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. I always speak that to you. I always exhort you in that fashion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the people of God by his own sovereign choice. Holy. See? Hallelujah. Sanctify. Meet for the master's use. Amen. Hallelujah. We're holy because we confess we're sinners. Every man's a sinner, but they're not holy. When we say we're sinners, we're holy. Hallelujah. That's just the truth of it. Because that's the righteousness. When we maintain from the heart that we're sinners, we get God's righteousness. Of course, that's quite the task. Much of our action is saying, oh, not me. When here we are, our hands in the cookie jar. The camera's on us. Well, no, not me. Owen's a sinner, but not me. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we're nasty, but we're clean. Hallelujah. That's just how God does it. When we say we have nothing to give, God gives us all. That's just as long as we think we have something, and we can't get what God has. And you know that man think he's got something to give to God. Not unless God gives it to him. Huh? God don't give us something, we got nothing to give God. And when God gives it, he wants it back. Absolutely. So you see, I'm giving God back what he's given to me. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Let's see how he presents himself. The Father of mercies, God of all comfort. Hallelujah. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Again, we're going to have tribulation. Absolutely. All of them. We're going to have tribulation and miss the great tribulation. That's not so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He comforted us in all our tribulation, and the reason he does is so that we could comfort others when they are in any trouble. Hallelujah. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I do it every day, don't I? Yeah, when we get to the end, we'll be there forever. We won't, no more change of address. Hallelujah. We won't move no more. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted, that's how we comfort. We comfort others with the comfort that God gives. Otherwise, we can't comfort. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We need what God gives us to do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Now it says here, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us. That's how it says. Huh? Oh, he's not going to have us suffer. We rejoice in as much as we are partakers of Christ's suffering. For we are also partakers of his glory. Now somehow this damnable heresy has crept in. That we're going to be partakers of his glory, but not the suffering. We're going to whine like everybody else. Oh, we're not getting our rights. These laws don't support the Christians. Come on, we have the law of God in our hearts to support us. Didn't Daniel serve God down in Babylon? Huh? Hey, didn't they write up some laws? They weren't against Daniel though. Well. We don't care what these courts do. No. We got God's law in our hearts, in our minds. That's why it says a bunch of distraction writing about all the wickedness of the world. Yeah, about the abortions and all that stuff. That's crazy stuff. They don't concern us. Not really. No. Praise the Lord. Yeah, just bears witness. Confirms what time we're in. Like all the earthquakes. All the fires, and the floods, and the landslides, huh? And the violence. Gangs in Haiti killed 47 in the capital. Can you imagine that? Gang violence. Not only in Haiti, worldwide. Corruption worldwide. No judgment worldwide. Huh? But the righteous judge is coming to judge all things. So we don't worry about what's going on here. I mean, only in our service to God and being faithful and warring a good warfare. But as far as changing laws, we don't need to do that. They don't serve God. Isn't it strange? We try to make the world be godly while we act like the world. That's much a distraction. You be holy, for I'm holy. You love not the world. I've called you out of the world. And the world hates you. Because they hated me. Thank you, Lord. Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Thank you, Lord. So all that we have as Christians, which is more than we actually know right now, you know, we're coming into the knowledge, you know, all that God wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right side. Well, we're coming into the knowledge every day. We'll never get to the end of it. Y'all see why we should rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. But as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. He's faithful. Amen. For all of our sufferings, there's a corresponding consolation. Loss of son, loss of daughter, loss of baby, loss of dog, loss of cow, loss of this, loss of... God says, and I hold to it, there's a corresponding consolation.
Amen. Hallelujah. True brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, have you had any losses? Where is the man that haven't had any? And in the power of God, the man that had the losses find gain in it.
Amen.
That's what Paul said.
Yes, Lord.
He said, man, for the things that I count gain, right. I count them loss.
Yes.
So I could, might win Christ.
Yes.
Now, I hold to that.
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Yes.
When you believe that in your heart, it marks your,
yes,
your step.
Yes.
Yes.
It does. Praise the Lord.
You can say it with your mouth. Paul said, doubtless, I do count all things but dung. All things.
Absolutely.
That I might win Christ.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Be found in him.
Yes.
I hold to that too.
I hold to it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
We don't, we're not without compassion for people that are grieving. That.
Amen.
Absolutely not. God is full of compassion. Full of compassion. He delights in mercy. But it's needful for us to do this. And in fact, as much as we go through these sorrows, then we still don't know what Christ has done for us. That's amazing. If any man has deep sorrow, then he ought to be acting like Edie. That's what I say. See how good, that's how I put it. Huh? That's how I believe it. You've had deep sorrow. You've had great loss. Then you ought to act like Eden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even like Bakia. Hallelujah. All right, all right. We're going to come to the end. You have a testimony? You've all testified. I'm going to let you do it before you take it back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Believe I'll testify. All right, Sister Marie.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to tell on myself. And it's...
Give glory to God.
And give glory to God for his long suffering and his mercy with me. So this started back a few months when the okra was probably knee high to Pastor Rice's knee. And I was riding my bike around the property here and I saw him and we had a short conversation regarding the okra and he told me this, that, and the other. And I drove off and I thought, well, maybe I'll help with the okra this year. And I didn't think much more about it. That was it, really. I didn't think no more. Now fast forward, the okra is now, you know, as high as Pastor Rice is now. And I've been swimming, but I stopped riding my bike because it was so hot. So I thought, well, I'm really trying to lose some more weight. So I'd like to, you know, do my bike on top of, watching what I eat and swimming. So I thought I'd get up in the morning and start riding my bike around. Well, the first day that I did that, I just saw the back of Pastor Rice's head and my heart was smote, like the Lord just pricked me so intensely. And I was just like, ooh. And I was like, oh man, I really want to be riding my bike. I want to lose weight. I don't want to go in the okra patch. And I hate this because, I mean, but it's the truth. So, and God knows. So I don't have to hide anything because God already knows it. So I said, I hope Pastor doesn't see me because I really don't want to hear it in Daily Bread. I just said it and I just kept going, riding my bike. And, you know, the Lord could have smoked. He could have killed me right then and there in my rebellion, in my stubbornness, because I knew where he wanted me to be as soon as he smoked my heart. I knew it. And because I didn't want to do it and I wanted to do what I wanted to do, I didn't do it. So that was Tuesday. And so Wednesday comes, and Pastor, before prayer, he got on the radio and he was like, anybody there? Anybody there? Can I get some help in the Oak Patch right after prayer? And I jumped to the radio. I was like, this is my opportunity to do right for God. And I said, amen. And I just started going. I just knew that the Lord wanted me to go, and I haven't been riding my bike, and I'm okay with that. And the Lord is, at first I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. It's itchy. It's buggy. It's ugh, and all. But, you know, really, as I started to do it and I'm doing it every day, the Lord's just giving me grace. It's not that bad. And I have good fellowship in there. And I just want to thank God for his long suffering towards me, because he, like I said, he could have taken me right then and there, and I would have not been saved. So I thank you for your long suffering, your grace, and your mercy, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. What a beautiful testimony. So she discerned that God wanted her there, not Pastor Rice. That's her testimony. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You got one also, brother. We're going to let you give yours. The other part of that testimony is Pastor Rice was there too. See, that all that God requires us, he's done it through Jesus Christ. Now, whatever you've lost, whatever you have to suffer, understand. So as an example, I don't send you out there. I'm there too. But some don't receive it like that. You see, that's wicked. I won't be moved away from that. I don't need you out there. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. God is able to get some stones to pull over. Absolutely.
Okay, first of all, I want to say that I'm glad I'm here. I love all of you because I know I have the Spirit of God in my heart. I was born again a long time ago, and I got a long ways to go, and I do need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's what we all need to strive for. But anyway, I just want to say this. If a brother or sister mocks you, don't mock them back. Because somebody was mocking me this morning, and I knew it was the devil, and I had to keep saying something back. The best thing to do is just say, bless my enemy, bless my brother. You don't need to call out their name, just say, bless my enemy. Because if we can't get past that, we're never going to get the Holy Ghost. We'll never get the double portion. We're never going to go through the great tribulation. Just let Satan build his kingdom, and it'll come down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the truth, brother. Satan's kingdom's coming down. All right. Oh, God got y'all stirred up.
My testimony is also about the okra, and mine is how I came to do the okra. One morning I had raked some leaves and put them in the back of the gator, and I was going out to the burn pile to dump the leaves, and I passed by the okra patch also and saw a pastor there, and I just felt, you know, like God wanted me to. Well, no, I didn't. I just went and dumped the leaves. And I dumped the leaves, and I was getting ready to leave, and I felt that God wanted me to go by and help pastor with the okra. And it's like, oh, man, you know, I had in my mind something I wanted to do. So I just sat there. I left the okra patch, and I came to right where the sheep are, across from the bullpen. And I did not want to pick okra. So I literally sat there by the sheep for like 5 minutes or so. But God brought this to my mind, and this is what prompted me to go help. You know, pastors has spoken to us often about, you know, how we light up, you know, with our mothers and fathers and children and grandchildren and, you know, the things of the world. You know, we get excited. And the thought that came to my mind as I sat there by the sheep was that, you know, if that were my, in the flesh, if that were my dad in the okra patch, and I was going to do whatever, it made no difference, I would have dropped, and I would have, whatever I was doing to go help my dad. And that thought came to my mind, and how much more the man of God, you know? And, you know, if I would do that for my own father in the flesh, how much more should I do it for the man of God? And I helped. And I've been helping since, and that's been the grace of God, you know. It's been the grace of God. And
hallelujah.
So I thank Him for it.
God's grace is sufficient. You see, in both those testimonies, it had to do with the will of God and the will of man. It's really not about the okra. The will of God, your will is never right. I don't care how noble it seems. Your will is not right. Your will is damnation. God's will is to save you. I hold to that. He knows how to do it. He's going to try you by fire.
Lord. Like he just said, like Brother Gino just said, if you do it for your dad, why wouldn't you do it for the people of God? Not just the man of God, but the people of God. That's what helps me more than anything every day is this. I tell her often, I'm like, look, you know, most things I don't want to do. What helps me is the fact that I have an example that's very honest and he don't spare his own flesh. He'll say stuff like, you know, I would like to just sit back in the back and be quiet.
True, Lord.
And that's what helps him to overcome it. And I'm able to do the same. There's 90% of the things I don't want to do. You know, that's just the truth. However, because he helps me to look at it in terms of as long as I'm doing it as unto him, then I get joy immediately. I start thinking about it in terms of, well, you know, if I was out, he said it a few days ago, if you was at Walmart, you ain't going to show up late and keep your job. Well, you know, the God that's saving my soul from eternal damnation, and I'm going to be like, no, I'm not going to do that. And even if I don't, but I can be honest and say, well, yeah, my flesh don't want to do nothing. My flesh hates you, God. Unfortunately, that's just the truth. However, Christ does live in me of a truth. And so I want to do the things that please you, and I want to do whatever I do as unto you, in spite of my flesh, in spite of my flesh. And that's what helps me overcome any obstacle that I face. It's not that I feel good about most things. I don't.
We're just men.
It's just, yeah, I'm a wretched man. I need the Lord every minute of every day, every hour. And I confess that, and that's what helps me overcome. And I know it was the blood for me.
Hallelujah.
And his blood can make the vile sinner clean. I'm living proof of that.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What a testimony. What a testimony. Hallelujah. Yeah, we don't have to feel good about it. But I tell you, once we do God's will, we'll be pleased. Not only will God be pleased, you'll be pleased. Ain't that all right? Of course, you can please yourself. You really won't be pleased, and God won't be pleased either. It's just the truth. Come on.
Hallelujah.
All right, we got to finish up here. Praise the Lord, saints. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him. Love and praise Him, little more today, and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him. Love and praise Him, little more today, and a whole lot more tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you. Lord, let me dance now. I went to dances and I was a wallflower. You know, I tried to get a little drink down in me and get a little confidence. But now I got a little drink in me. Got a little... Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, God will always bless you. You going to testify, Rose? Quick, take your time, Rose. Now, settle down so we can hear you. Settle down so we can hear you. Bless the Lord.
Help me, Jesus. Okay, this is about just a brief one about God's keeping power and His graciousness and His kindness, because I've had two accidents in my life. similar to what happened to me the other night. And I will tell you that I have occasionally a bout of insomnia, and this was one of those times. And like the third night, I said, okay, remember some things that have worked before. So I slept on the bottom part of the bed. You know, I changed my position, and sure enough, it worked. But when I woke up during the night to go to the bathroom, I was disoriented. And so instead of going the right way, I went the opposite way, and I stepped off a two-step down step, you know, just stepped right out thinking I was on level floor, and the Lord kept me on both feet on the bottom of them. And I've had this experience even in the daytime, and one time I sprained my ankle, another time I broke a little bone in my foot, but I landed on both my feet in the dark, and it felt like it was the Lord who placed me right there, square on my feet. And I thank him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Diane. Praise the Lord. While I'm coming, I'm going to tell about all my blessings in the okra patch. Hallelujah. And the reason I do it is because it's something that I can do and take the load off for other folks. That's why I do it. Y'all understand that? I need to earn my keep too. A man don't work, he shouldn't eat. So God put it in my heart, say, the brother plants it. So, you know, why can't I pick it, harvest it? And I know how to do it by the grace of God, so that's why I do it. But it's always a blessing. I get many of my meditations in the okra patch, just like old Isaac got when he went out at eventide. I get them in the okra patch. How about that? I'll tell you about it. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. But once you are convinced to do God's will, there's always blessings in it. Now see, that when you're wrestling with your will say, no, you do what you want to do. No. The blessing's always in the will of God. Huh? His will is to save you. Present you faultless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor Rice and I used to back out in Oklahoma, go and pick okra together, unless I was busy doing something else. It was something I can honestly say that I enjoyed in every way possible, not only the fellowship, sometimes we would sing, sometimes we'd just share stuff, and sometimes we would just spend the whole time just picking okra. But okra doesn't bother me. I can pick okra. It doesn't make me itch or nothing. And it was, you know, there was no challenge to it. It was just a wonderful time and a wonderful thing to get to do in fellowship. And then, you know, another way to serve the saints. Well, since I've been fighting with whatever, the Lord has been helping me. He has been strengthening me in, you know, I'm in this tent. And I nobody can see what's going on the inside. I understand that. But to me, it's been totally awesome. And I kept saying, Lord, get me through this summer. And there were things in my heart that I know that he knew about, like getting to see Seth turn 30. But one of the big things was to be able to go and pick okra like we used to do. And one day I got a clearance to just go do it. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. The fellowship, the open air, the okra, the challenge, you know, it was really wonderful. And then the next day, by golly, I was going to go out early and I was going to do a row. And I set my sights on finishing that row. Well, it was more than God wanted me to do. And I went beyond the limit. And Pastor said, I don't have to, you know, he told me, and I could tell by the way he told me that God really didn't want me to do that. He had encouraged me in allowing me to do it. It encouraged me. It strengthened me in my faith, seeing that I'd come to another mile marker or whatever you want to call it in him.
in trusting in him and seeing that he does hear my heart's cry, even the little things. And he does care about the little things. He's shown me that this summer. It's not over, but I do give him the glory. And the more I find ways to submit to things in his will, the stronger I get. And it's so liberating. It's so liberating to just obey. Bless you, Pastor.
That's the truth. Y'all know that, don't you? We still struggle, though, don't we? Y'all know God's way is best? There's still a struggle, isn't it? Hallelujah. But we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives unto the death. Praise the Lord, Angela. Praise the Lord. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. All right, it's a little bit after 10, so we praise the Lord, Brother Richard. Hallelujah. Yeah, Richard stood up for me the other day. I like that. Yeah, he told the truth now. Yeah, he said, Pastor Rice is not like that. Everybody's not like that. Said, yeah, he's a crook. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I just want to testify how, you know, when your pastor is preaching about, you know, dealing with their own self-will, and I feel like, you know, over the years of my dealings with things, you know, I take things abusively by my own will. I can't understand something, so I just want to deal with it aggressively. And, well, you know, it's examples of trying to hold on to something. I'd, you know, more and more over the years, I've learned how to let go of things more. You know, if I get help, someone knows something better than I do, they take over the solar, that's fine with me. You know, it's as long as, you know, there's peace and joy in it. And, you know, it's, you know, I'll be willing more and more to give up whatever, you know, not to be lazy or nothing, you know, slack off. And you know, I like to participate. And you know, like Brother Walter, he helps with the electrical now more, and he understands things I didn't know that he already knew. And he's, you know, you can see it drawing out of him, his experience. And so I just submit myself to, you know, let him, I'll work with him. If he wants to figure out how it goes, I'll work with him. And I'm not trying to, you know, compete or anything. So, you know, it's a lot about having to do with our self-will again. And
everybody, amen.
Everybody seems to be mentioned it somehow or other in their testimony. You know, so I'll tell on myself too on that. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Brother Richard. Amen. We appreciate your efforts, brother. Faithful brother. Brother Walter too. When he plants that stuff, he sees it to the end. Y'all understand that? When he put that seed in the ground, he follows it through. Yes, he does. Ah, good example. Good example. He follows it through. He want to see that this beet that he planted is getting used. It's not being thrown away. I love that. Huh? What a good example. He follows it through. That means he's not just doing it. He actually, yeah. Hey, would we follow through? You know, what we like is to have a bunch of titles and not do anything. You go do that, but praise the Lord. And the way I understand it, that Walter always had a desire to do stuff like this. You know, he was a rancher. That's not a farmer. But he always had a desire to be a husbandman. See what God did for him? See what God did for him? You got a desire? God will give you the desires of your heart. If you want to be like Jesus, he will give you the desires of your heart. That is his desire, you know. You have that desire in there. That's what God gave you. You stay with it. Because our natural desires are contrary. Yeah, that's why we're being saved. At the end, we'll say, yeah, Lord. Yeah, death to old Terry. Oh, should have died a long time ago. Praise the Lord, saints. Oh, I'm going to end up here. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. And he does help me. You know, I believe that whatever God does concerning me is in spite of me. And I'm not just saying words. Of course, it is the truth. I believe the same concerning you. Okay. But we still say Christ is in you and that his grace works in all of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me. So I really don't want anybody to be offended, especially our dear sister Teresa Grace. Amen. She is precious. Absolutely. Absolutely. So the fellowship we had yesterday was very sweet. I spent a lot of time looking into her eyes and she looking into my eyes. Oh, that could be the appearance of evil. See? But ask Rose, that's what we were doing. Because she was speaking from her heart, and I was hearing what she was saying. She was speaking in truth and in righteousness. Absolutely. And it was good fellowship. Hallelujah. So I'm not upset with her. I'm not upset with you. I'm grieved when we pull back and don't give God the glory. But I understand God will work it all out. Thank you, Lord. All in all, God will have to do the work.
Amen.
Hmm? And that's the confidence that we have. You know, that whatever it is, however it seems to be falling out, God said he would save us. Huh? Said that we would be conformed to his image. They purge out all the dross and take away all the tin. Let me read my scripture. So I hold to it. Hallelujah. We're not too hard a case for God. That's how we like to present ourselves, but we lie. All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here, I was impressed by this one this morning. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? And when I called, there were none to answer. Isn't that a question? This God talking. You mean God called and nobody answered? When the first sergeant called the formation, we answered. So here's God, Almighty, Holy. And he called and none answered. In fact, one place he said, all day long I've stretched out my hand. Hey, y'all, come on, come on. To a disobedient and gainsaying people. Huh? But I say, have they not heard? Yea, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the end of the earth. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses said, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. Hallelujah. But Isaiah is very bold and said, I was found of them that sought me not, and I was manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, the chosen, all day long I stretched forth my hands to a disobedient and gainsaying people. Hallelujah. But all Israel shall be saved. He's speaking in the terms of a natural branch because he chose them out first, just first, like Abraham, but so that he could save the rest of them. You understand that? That's why he chose Israel, huh? So he could bring us all in. You understand that? And since they were like we are, he decided to bring us in. And he reminds us that if we're going to be like they are, he'll do the same thing he did with them, he'll do to us. See? That's how it goes. Y'all don't know that? He cut them off. He brought them in. He cut them off. Brought them out of Egypt. Afterwards, he destroyed them that believed not. Hallelujah. So we're not home free, saints. Huh? We got to keep running this race. Holding fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the Lord brought in the Gentiles, which are us.
Yes, amen.
We're not Israel after the flesh.
Amen.
But we are Israel.
Yeah, Lord.
After the Spirit.
Amen.
Huh?
Ooh, Jesus. Yes.
Circumcised.
Yes.
In the heart. Yes. By the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Circumcision, not made by hand.
Hallelujah.
But he brought us in to provoke them.
Amen.
And after the provocation, the ones that are provoked, he'll bring in.
Yeah, Lord.
Y'all understand
yes.
that?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty, what an all-wise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But let's receive the admonition now. If he cut off the natural branches, he have no problem cutting off that which he grafted in. And we are those whom he grafted in. Except we are Israel after the flesh, which... Flesh mean nothing to God. Hallelujah. Abraham's flesh mean nothing to God. It's Abraham's faith that God put in. Hallelujah. So we're all the Abraham's seed.
Hallelujah.
And children of God through faith. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation. So rich, so free. I need to go through these, I think. All right, all right. We've got the okra picked. Thank you, Lord. But we shouldn't just look at things naturally. Thank you. I mean, God's got us here. We should find life in everything. And fellowship and companionship in everything. We shouldn't find things to move us out of the fellowship. No, no. Praise the Lord. The faithful one has called us into the fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Son of God, our Lord, makes us sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, you all tell me that folks shouldn't get excited about being sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all will never convince me of that. Your nonchalance will not convince me. Your holding back won't convince me. You're not stirring up the gift with won't convince me. No. Your grieving the spirit won't convince me. No. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. And God which knoweth the hearts. You know he know? He bear them witness. Them Gentiles. You know how he did it? Giving them the Holy Ghost.
Huh?
Praise God. Paul said even... As he did us, he gave them nasty, no good Gentiles, the Holy Ghost. He bear witness that they're sons of God. Hallelujah. And put no difference between us and them. Y'all understand that? You know, I'm a Hebrew, I'm a Messianic. No, God put no difference between us. Purifying their hearts by faith. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to speak to our brother Nathan Belcher's letter. He wrote me and talked about the wise, the foolish and the wise version. He talked about what is the oil. Is it faith or is it the spirit? Well, it's both. And they work together. Huh? Absolutely. You see how it says purifying their hearts by faith? Okay. Now I got more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How about this one? 1 John 3. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now, this is not something we do of ourselves. This is a work of faith by through the Spirit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Aren't y'all excited? Get excited, brother driver.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peter says it like this. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth. Huh? Through the Spirit. Unto the unfeigned love of the brother. Glory to God. See? By faith through the Spirit. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. By faith through the Spirit. Huh? Don't you love me, brother? Get excited. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. See? Hallelujah. And the Spirit and the Word agree. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Hallelujah. And that's how the truth is. When the scriptures say all things work together, it means all things work together. Hallelujah. The faith, hope, and charity all work together. Huh? The faith and the Spirit all work together. Come on. And we like to separate things, but there's no separation. God is all in all. Draw nigh to God, James says. He will draw nigh to you. He said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. Yeah, praise the Lord. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Lord bless you, saints. Well, I've been blessed this morning. Praise the Lord, Brother Owen. Always glad to see you, brother. Praise the Lord, saints. Hey, praise the Lord, brother. Huh? They said you shake hands like a preacher. Hey, praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? Come on. Like a politician, maybe. No, like a preacher, man. Hallelujah. Pray for us, brother.
Yes, thank you, Lord. I need your help, Lord. Lord, again, I pray for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for it each and every day, that it is a blessing that we can come into this house together and uphold one another in love and truth. Lord, I just pray that as we go throughout the day, Lord, that we would meditate upon your word, upon your Spirit, and that we would serve one another in love and compassion, helping, doing the things that you would have us to do. I thank you for the opportunity and to hear the pastor bring forth the daily bread each and every day. I'm blessed in it. I'm blessed for the daily bread, Lord. I've said it before. It's like being in a classroom, you know, and I just want to absorb all the Spirit that you would have for me to what I would need to hear from my heart, my spirit, Lord, that it would touch me in the way that you would have me to go and move. So thank you for that path of righteousness. I thank you, Lord, afflicted. And I ask for a healing touch for those that are afflicted. Do pray for Teresa Carr this day, Lord, that you would touch her and lift her up. And
raise her up, Lord.
And Brother David.
Yes, Lord.
His affliction, Lord. We know where our help comes from. And so I will continually seek you in all that I do, that you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Thank you, brother. Brother Neil, David Neil, for praying for us. Lord bless you, saints. Thank you for your prayers. Glad you're here. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.